I guess before y'all had electric lights, what did you use to have light by at night?
Oil lamps.
Okay, what do you use to call that stuff that you have to put in that gets the wick wet and actually makes it burn?
Kerosene.
Okay, what would you call a makeshift lamp that you had made out of a rag and a bottle and kerosene? Did you ever have any name for anything? Like, did you ever see one like that?
No, but I've seen the wick that would get so short in the lamp that you could take a piece of cloth and fasten it to that wick and let it go down into the oil. And that oil would get into that, and you could just keep burning that, you know, on up.
Burn the cloth?
On up farther.
But you didn't
make it last longer, you know?
Right, yeah. But you didn't call it anything, just kept on calling it your... I don't know if this is too common anymore, but used to, you could take a part of an old tire and inflate it with air and float around in the water on it. What you used to call that part of the tire that was inflated with air?
It was inner tube, wasn't it?
Okay. Let's suppose you were going fishing. Sometimes you go fishing, right? Okay, let's say you didn't want to fish from the bank. And instead you wanted to get in something, maybe go out to the middle of the lake or the pond or whatever. What would you go in? Just a small lake. What would you get in to go out?
In a boat.
Okay. Let's say, okay, if you were going to take this boat and it went in the water and you were fixing to put it in the water, what would you say that you were going to do?
Now say that again.
Okay, if you just got your boat and you're going to put it into the water, maybe the first time it's been in the water. It's not sitting in the water when you get ready to go fishing, whatever. You have to put it into the water. What are you going to say you're going to do?
Try it out.
Okay, you sew sometimes, don't you?
Yes, I enjoy it sometimes.
Okay, if you had, say, a skirt that you had bought, and you needed to find some material to match your skirt that would go with it, you're going to make a blouse or something, you'd want to make sure that the colors went together well. So what would you take with you to the fabric store to buy that material for your shirt?
Well, if I just had the skirt.
Uh-huh.
Well, if I didn't have anything but the skirt, I suppose I would have to take the skirt with me.
What if you didn't want to take the whole skirt and maybe you had some material left over? What would you take?
You mean I made the skirt and I had some material left over? Oh, I would always take a little scrap of the material, not the skirt, if I cut it and made it myself.
Could you think of something you might call it besides a scrap of material?
Cloth.
Okay. Suppose that you got finished with your skirt and blouse and everything, it was just really suited your fancy. You hadn't made an ugly thing. What would you say that it was? You don't think it's ugly? What do you think it is?
Oh, I would think it was pretty.
Okay, well, probably so, because I've seen some of your things. If you were going to, like if you were sewing and you had some material left over and you thought it looked really good and you needed it to tie around, well, around your waist, like when you're washing dishes or something, what would you make out of that material?
I'd make me a pretty apron.
Okay.